This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Josie's on a vacation far away.
.59 in the morning. Frankie's getting us back early here.
Yeah, that was
you
very
You realize
early.
We just took a shot and, you know, we could use a little extra time in the breaks, not less time in the breaks back there, Italian Paul. It's Ben and Woods. We're live at Baja Rick's Cantina. We are where the train tracks meet the Omni across from the convention center, about a half a block from Petco Park at 6th and L in the Gas Lamp. You can join us all morning long here on 97.3 The Fan as we get you ready for opening day. And Sammy Levitt's pregame show coming up at 12:10 today.
Sammy.
With Jesse and Tony on the call for the third game of the season and first game at Petco Park at 1:10 this afternoon. It'll be Yu Darvish on the mound for the San Diego Padres going up against Logan Webb of the San Francisco Giants. Webb went 11-13 last year but had a good year and is considered one of the nastier pitchers in baseball. Padres only faced him once last year, Woods.
Yeah, we got him, didn't we?
Nope.
No.
It was in September. It was one of their two losses in their last 16 games. It was Snell against Webb. Padres were up 1-0 most of the game. Webb, though, pitched a complete game, nine-hitter, allowing one run, and the Giants scored a couple late to pull out that win. Remember, the Padres were just couple wins away from making the playoffs. So at that late run of the season, that was one of the two games they lost over the last 16 games of the year last year.
You know, and I've seen a lot of the sentiment going around online, and I just couldn't agree with it more. And I was as guilty and have been as guilty as the next guy of preaching the it's early, it's early, it's early, it's early, it's early. And while it is, in fact, early, they've played two games. There's 160 to go. I know Padres fans would like to see a little more urgency. The stumbling out of the gate for 90 days crap is just not going to work. It killed us last year. It killed us. The waiting around for something to happen, the waiting around for the cream to rise to the top, it never rose. I mean, it might have risen in September, but it was far too late at that point. So these games matter. They count. I want to see them play these games with passion and fervor and excitement. Like, I cannot bring myself this year to say, don't worry, it's early. We've all got a little stung by that last year. While it may be factually true, I don't want that mentality, and I certainly don't want to hear it from the players. Hey, don't worry. At the end of the year, when you look on the back of our baseball card, our numbers will be there. Many of those guys that said that, their numbers were technically there. But We need to have it at an opportune time, not just don't worry, we'll figure it out in 162. Got to start hot, got to set the tone early, and you're going to go through a lull. The lulls are easier to stomach when you've played inspiring good baseball. You can go through a lull in August if you played your ass off in April, May, and June. You know, you can. And you can stomach that as a fan, and you can stomach that as a player and a manager. Happened to the Texas Rangers last year. So I don't like that attitude anymore of, don't worry, we still have 160 to go, 158 to go. Because then you look up, and like you just said, oh, missed it by two. And it's like, son of a bitch, man, you know. Come out firing today. Come out excited. Come out passionate for the city.
I agree with you 100%. And it's why I feel like one of the most significant moments of the offseason for me, obviously, you know, the actual moves, acquiring Dylan Cease, some of the things we saw were huge. But just in the way I feel is when we talked to Manny Machado at spring training,
yes.
And he sat down with us and he said some of those same things that you said. Last year, I was the guy saying, it'll be okay. Look at the back of the baseball card. The numbers will be there at the end. And Manny told us, essentially, I was wrong to say that. Yes, my numbers were there at the end, but we didn't have the right kind of urgency to win every single game. I think they felt like no matter what happened, they had a good cushion, that they had enough talent that, yeah, if things went bad by a few games, well, we'll still be in the playoffs. If they go well, maybe we'll take down the Dodgers, but it never occurred to them that it could come down to a game or two at the end of the season to make the playoffs or not. So they didn't ever treat it that way. This team has a different attitude, no doubt about it. And part of it's the circumstances. When payroll goes down by $90 million, you feel like the margins are a lot smaller. There's less depth. There's less, pitching. There's less everything, which means you have to win on the margins. You have to win the close games, the one-run games, the extra inning games. You have to take advantage of the opportunities during the game. And that has been the message from Mike Schilt, and I think that has been the message from Manny Machado during spring training, that if we want to make the playoffs, it's not going to be by overwhelming the league with talent. It's going to be playing by good baseball. Let's put moving runners over, driving runs in with scoring position, coming through in the clutch, the things we didn't do last season, those are the things we need to do this year to get to the postseason.
Well, and it's little things, too. It sounds a little league. Hit your cutoff man, right? Don't give them the extra base. Don't have multiple pitch clock violations per game. Little things like that that can give you the edge or take away the other team's edge. Winning the inches is what they talk about. They usually talk about that in football, but baseball, it really applies too. It's funny, I did yesterday did a TV show with Bob Chandler, the great Bob Chandler,
woo!
And Kurt Bavakwa, and who, you know, the average Kurt Bavakwa.
Oh, wow.
I love KB. He knows
of course.
That.
Dirty Kurt, take
it. Of course.
But KB,
but KB's role is to be kind of that.
Yes.
That guy, you know?
The
Padres legend who's not quite legendary.
But he is. But we were talking base.
God.
We were talking baseball, and KB
he's
was.
He's going to kick your ass.
I'm here for him.
He still could.
He's
by
threatened
the way.
Me many times. It's fine.
He
he's like
could.
Goose. You know, it's. We have a love hate relationship, just like Goose.
And he said to me, we were talking, he said, I see your boy playing ball. And he said, start with him now on the little things. And he goes, when I coached, he coached a travel ball team. And he goes, I used to have my guys, they hated me. They hated me because I taught them when they were leading off third base, every play was a contact play. Every ball to the infield, we scored. And you have to get a good jump. And he goes, I worked on it until they were like, all right, enough. He goes, we never got thrown out at home. We never got thrown out at home. It's little tiny details that make this game so beautiful and so insane. And if you can win a couple of those a game, you can win those games. We did not do that last year at all. We threw to the wrong base. We threw behind runners. We kicked balls around. We didn't take the extra bag. Those are the things that I want to be looking for. And that's kind of what Mike Schilt has promised us. And you know, we're going to have a weekly with Mike Schilt every Friday. You can rest assured if those things aren't being done, I'm going to ask him about that on Friday.
Starting tomorrow morning.
9 o'clock.
What happened to the attention to detail? Like, you have to hold them accountable, and he's got to hold his players accountable to that as well. So ask the tier ones. I hold them accountable, right? There's a couple of my players over here. Got to be accountable for terrible errors in base running. We get picked off once a game. It's making me insane. Absolutely insane. So, yeah, try to win those inches. Try to play with, you know, a lot of attention to detail, and they'll be all right.
And ultimately, with the way the National League West is shaping up, with four teams that are pushing their chips toward the middle, if not all in. Dodgers are all in. Giants had a gigantic offseason. Diamondbacks had a huge offseason. And the Padres, based on what they've done the last few years, even with a less payroll, they're going for the playoffs to be sure. Every game, especially against teams like the Giants, is going to be important at the end of the year. Maybe the Dodgers will run away with it. Maybe they won't. But there will be a wild card team or two from the NL West. I have almost no doubt about that.
You know, I was listening to Annie and Elston on my drive home yesterday, and Craig, I thought, summed it up really well. You think you can imagine or you can see teams 2 through 4 in the NL West, Padres, Diamondbacks, Giants, kind of beating each other up most of the season in, what, 13, 14 games each that they play? It's going to come down to, how did you do against the Dodgers? Were you able to maybe steal some games, steal some wins against the Dodgers? And how many did you give away to the Rockies?
Right.
You have to take care of business against the Rockies. That is going to be huge. The team that misses out on the playoffs, if two out of those three were to be wild card teams, I'll guarantee you the third team that misses out probably went like 4-9 or something against the Rockies.
Baseball is unpredictable, but you figure the Braves and the Phillies are both likely playoff teams, which means one wins the NL East, the other is the wild card. That leaves potentially two wild card spots. Got an NL Central champion. Hopefully, you know, it's even enough that the NL Central doesn't steal one of those wild card spots.
Yeah.
But that would still leave just two wild card spots for the three teams that don't win the division, you know, behind the Dodgers, whoever else in the NL West. So, you know, they're there for the taking, but you have to play well against the Giants and Diamondbacks in particular this season to give yourself the best shot at the postseason.
Yeah, you do. You need to take care of business against those guys, but you need to also stack wins against Colorado. I mean, I need the Xanax to watch them. I mean, they're just the worst for our pitching and those slugfests. I just can't stand them. But you got to find a way to win those games too this year.
And you know, every game's important, equally important. You have to also not be slaughtered by the Dodgers.
Yeah.
One and one, you know, is fine.
Yeah.
You know, you split with the Dodgers, you're doing fine.
Take it.
And then there's interleague games, and you got to do well. Every single game is important, but I do feel like games against the Giants and Diamondbacks are a little bit extra valued, especially this season.
I agree.
All right, 7:09. It's a throwback Thursday, technically. So instead of take on Woods, it's time for a little game of real or fake.
Some are here for the compelling sports talk with Ben and Woods.
You can go plow through another donut.
It's time for real or fake on 97.3 The Fan. Tell the people what they'll win today.
All right, Real or Fake is brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. It only takes 15 minutes. You don't have to get out of your car. For directions and discounts, go to SoCalOilChange.com. That's SoCalOilChange.com. And we are playing with Dee, who is here at Baja Ricks. Good morning, Dee. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
And thank you for being at 7 Mile last week for our viewing party for the Korea Series.
Yeah, Dee did pretty well last week at 7 Mile.
Good.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right, so get right up close to the microphone, as close as you can. You know how real or fake works?
Yes.
Okay, so you need 4 out of 7. You will qualify for our grand prize drawing this month. It is a trip for two to the Fontainebleau Las Vegas and a $150 dinner credit. You can book your vacation now at FontainebleauLasVegas.com. Woodsy is here to help you.
Yes.
If you
need any suggestions or input.
But
the final decision is always yours. All right, it's not only opening day, of course, but NCAA tournament resumes today with 4 more games in the Sweet 16, which means more television ads than you can count. Today on Real or Fake, I will give you the name of a pharmaceutical product.
Oh.
You need to tell me if it's a real drug being advertised on TV during the NCAA tournament or
now we're talking my language here, Benny.
I have made up to fool you. 4 out of 7 is what we need. All right. Round 1D, real or fake pharmaceutical. Eylea. Real or fake? Eylea.
I'm gonna go real.
Real is
correct.
It is an eye injection for macular degeneration that they've been advertising during NCAA tournament games. That is one. Get three more, and you qualify for the prize. Round number two. Sotiktu. Sotiktu. Real or fake?
I'm going to say fake.
Fake is... wrong. That is a real plaque psoriasis medication that they've been advertising during the NCAA tournament. All right, round number three. That's okay. Trifemerin. Trifemerin. Real or fake?
It does.
It does sound real.
I'm going to go with real.
Real is, Frankie?
Sounds real. He's good
that means
this.
It's fake. Okay. All right, that's one out of three, so okay. We need to rally a little bit. Round number four of real or fake. Provasic.
Oh, that's real.
Provasic.
No, fake.
Oh, Woodsy thinks
I'm
he knows this one.
Woods.
It's from The Fugitive.
Fake.
It's from The Fugitive. I remembered that.
Devlin McGregor.
Devlin McGregor.
Brings you Provasic.
Thank you, Woods.
You're welcome.
It's why Dr. Richard Kimball's wife was killed. To cover up the Provasic scandal in the movie The Fugitive. That is fake. All right, that's
so
two correct. We go to round number five. Bimzelks. Bimzelks. Real or fake?
Real.
Real. Bimzelks.
Bimzelks.
Frankie? It's also a plaque psoriasis drug that they've been advertising. So we are now one win away from qualifying you for the trip to Las Vegas on real or fake. Round number six. Xydelvo. Xydelvo.
I'm gonna say fake.
Real All or right. fake?
I'm going to go fake.
You're going to go fake, Frankie? Congratulations.
Yeah.
You have qualified for real or fake. Last one, Woods, Opdivo.
Real.
Opdivo, real, yes.
Real.
Cancer treatment drug.
Yep.
And you'll see a ton of those today if you're watching the San Diego State game, which tips off at 4:39, and you can watch it at Gallagher Square if you've got a ticket and are going to the game today. The Padres inviting fans to stick around to watch the NCAA tournament. Got four games today in the Sweet 16, four more games tomorrow in the Sweet 16.
What a day.
Should be pretty exciting. There is not a single person that is giving the Aztecs a chance to win.
Not one.
Win this game today against UConn. I mean, not anyone.
Nobody.
Is giving them a chance. The line is now Connecticut by 11.5.
Oh, it's gone up again.
It's the UConn Huskies are apparently unbeatable and unstoppable. We will see. Brian Dutcher, I'm sure, will have a good game plan. What makes UConn so good, and we can talk about it a little bit more, but they're very balanced. They're like all their starters score between 10 and 15 points. You can't just shut one guy down. What I like about the Aztecs, though, is they are all good defensively.
They are.
They don't have like, oh, we'll put our weak defensive guy on this weak guy. Everyone can guard, so,
but,
you know.
Conversely, we really have one offensive superstar, one. And whereas they have five.
Yeah, they've got big enough guys that Jaden Ledee's not going to score 34 in this game. They're going to need Darion Trammell and Reese Waters and Lamont Butler to hit some shots like they did against Yale just to give themselves a chance to do it. If they go, you know, 3 of 18 from 3-point range, see you later, goodbye, NCAA tournament over. But if they can make some shots, because Ledee's good enough that they're going to have to double him in the underneath, like every other team does. You can't single cover Ledee, even if you're UConn. So they're going to have to double him, which means someone's open, finds them, they hit shots. Aztecs can stay in this game. Other games today on the early side: Clemson against Arizona in the West region at Crypto.com Arena, and then the late games: Alabama at North Carolina. And Illinois versus Iowa State are your four games today in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, over-under as far as total for the game is the lowest of all games today. So they're expecting...
UConn's even better defensively by the metrics than San Diego State
is.
So, yeah, two really, really good defensive teams. UConn also happens to be the best offensive team in the country as well.
It's quite a deadly combo that you're going up against.
Does assist their ability to, you know, be really, really good.
Are you going to be fussy if they lose tomorrow?
No.
Okay.
No, I think this is gravy.
Okay. Yeah, I agree.
This is great. They made the Final Four, the championship game last year. They're back to the Sweet 16 this year.
Elite Eight would be elite, but I mean, you're going up against the team that knocked you out last year.
I mean, if they do win this one, now I'm thinking national championship.
100%.
Though,
so, yeah, you win this one.
You take their number one seed and their road to the, I mean, to the championship.
Identical to their run last year.
It would be.
No question. No
question. It would be. But, you know, Dutch says they beat Alabama, the one overall seed last year in this round. But he said yesterday, it's different. Alabama was really good, talented, but they were a younger team.
Yep.
Not as experienced. UConn's got talent, NBA players, experience, coaches. They've been there before. They've won a championship. There really is nothing you can point to and say, well, that's the weakness of the UConn Huskies.
Any murder charges hanging over anyone on UConn?
I don't think so either.
Like
yeah,
that
no,
was
no
big,
distractions.
That was a big dub for Dutch and the Aztecs with the murder charge hanging over the Alabama basketball player. That was good. We don't have that this year.
No.
That's going to work against us.
And they had no travel. The drive. Aztecs had to go 2,500 miles on a flight, and then they gave them the 10 a.m. practice yesterday, which is, of course, 7 a.m. on the West Coast.
Yep.
Thanks for all your help, NCAA tournament. They're definitely setting up UConn for a good one, but we'll see. You got to play the game, and it comes up later today. All right, we'll take a timeout. Don't do this. Maybe coming up next, they got a story or two we can get to. We are live from Baja Ricks in the Gas Lamp. Tier 1s are out. It is opening day, and we're here until 10 o'clock on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Let's check traffic with Kelly.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You're listening to Ben and Woods opening day broadcast live from Baja Ricks Cantina, located at 176th Avenue, presented by Blue Moon. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, Ben and Woods, you know what? Let's do Don't Do This, but it's going to all be Do This today because it's opening day, and I want to keep everything in a good mood. So, Frankie, if you would kick us off, please.
Don't do this.
I got a little surprise for you, you know what I'm saying?
Don't do this.
Listen, if I've said something bad, I mean, tell me I'm a bad boy. You know, just tell me I'm a bad boy.
Why? Just why?
I get the argument. You don't have to explain it to me. I'm not a moron.
Let me tell you why I am a dumbass.
It's time for Don't Do This.
Don't do this.
On 97.3 The Fan.
The old throwback open on a Thursday here, and we're going to give away some Tom Segura tickets to a listener out there as well this morning, a Tier 1. Don't have to be here to win that one, but that comes up in just a second. I will start. I love this story. I'm calling it a do this because former Ben and Woods guest, Ice Cube, in the news.
Yeah.
Because he has reportedly and confirmed that he has made a $5 million offer to Caitlin Clark.
Brilliant.
To join the Big Three.
Brilliant.
I mean, this is brilliant to try to get the top women's basketball player in the world right now to play with his Big Three, three-on-three basketball league. He said, we intended the offer to remain private while Caitlin Clark plays for the championship, but I won't deny what's already out there. Big Three made a historic offer to Caitlin Clark. Why wouldn't we? Caitlin is a generational athlete who can achieve tremendous success in the Big Three.
She won't make that kind of money.
I was just going to ask, what are salaries like in the WNBA?
Not that high.
Because she'll be able to get endorsements regardless.
Sure.
Yes.
I mean,
but you can get endorsements in the Big Three.
She could stay at Iowa and get huge endorsements. Right. She already has them.
She could join the Big Three and still be sponsored by Gatorade, Nike, Adidas, whatever.
So rookie salaries start at $76,535 for the first through fourth draft picks in the lottery.
You got to take that deal. If you're her, you have to. I don't know what kind of...
That's weird, though. Like, that's got to be something where she's like, I did not think that this is where my career would go.
Right.
But how do you turn that down?
It'd be tough. It would be really, really tough to turn down $5 million to play basketball. Even if it is, Big Three. And her goals are, probably the professional level, the WNBA. But I don't know, man. That's a tough one to pass up.
There's always some haters out there. I saw on TMZ Sports, Kenyon Martin, ex-NBA player, said Kaitlyn Clark would not score 1 point in the Big Three.
Wow.
If she played against the guys.
I
don't buy that. I don't buy that either.
She's got $5 million that says she will.
I don't buy that either.
Now, C20 Moreno in the chat says that WNBA contracts allow for players to play overseas.
Okay.
Why wouldn't they allow something
to play
like the
Big
Three?
But the Big Three is it at the same time as the WNBA season?
This may not surprise you. I don't know when the Big Three schedule is.
I'm not sure of the Big Three schedule. I know the WNBA season starts right after the NBA Finals usually. And runs kind of late summer into the fall and winter.
Yeah, Thomas's max salary in the WNBA is about $200,000. I mean,
$5 million.
You got $5 million on the table.
Yeah, I'm going to the Big Three or Big Five. Big Five is the sporting goods store.
Big Five is the sporting goods store.
$5 million to work at Big Five.
Maybe she can get an endorsement from Big Five while she plays for the Big Three.
I would be surprised if Big Five offered anybody $5 million. I don't know if their CEO makes $5 million, but being honest, yeah, if I don't think that's the case. I will continue us in Don't Do This.
Couple of milestones here.
Yeah, well, we wanted to give a shout out to Jeremy from Virginia. He is 16 years old today. Celebrating his birthday. Don't give him any alcohol, Ben.
But you can give him all the driver's licenses you want.
Yeah. He's
cars. He's absolutely can accept those.
Parents brought him down from Virginia for opening day. Virginia, right? Yeah. Congratulations, 16. You got like three more after this one, and then the rest are terrible. So welcome to San Diego. Hope you have a great time today. Happy birthday, my friend.
Speaking of milestones, this one's on the other end of the spectrum, but I saw this morning that SportsCenter anchor John Anderson announced his retirement after 25 years with ESPN. He's going to be stepping away later this year in June, and the tributes have been pouring in to a guy who has always been one of my favorites. Midwest, awesome. They say behind the scenes, he's like one of the funniest guys, really good writer, always a very sharp host on SportsCenter, and has just been one of the staples there for many, many years on the desk at ESPN. And today, announcing he'll be hanging it up later this summer in June.
Awesome.
But always one of my favorites on ESPN, wanted to offer him a congratulations.
Maybe, I'm sure he heard it, and maybe we can get him on sometime now that he'll have some time on his
That's a good point.
So I'd love to talk to him.
That is a good point.
Fantastic. All right, I love that you're keeping it positive today.
So Frankie back in the studio says the Big Three goes from mid-June to mid-August.
Okay.
And they only play once a week.
Oh, okay. You can
so
do
who
both.
Knows? Maybe
that's doable.
I mean, if I'm a WNBA team, there's any chance I can get Kaitlyn Clark, even if it's like, I can't play Saturday or Sunday games. Fine. We'll take you. We'll take you either way. That's Don't and Do This for an opening day Thursday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. We got some prizes still to give away throughout the morning.
Yep.
You do have to be present to win. So if you're on your way and you wanted any of these prizes that we have that Ben's about to read off, you're going to want to get here soon. And also, since we just did a very positive do this, how's our boy Steve Sugimoto doing? What's the update there?
So, yes.
That was a do this earlier.
That's
this
a good
morning.
Point. Thank you for reminding me, because I looked up he's playing in his first tournament on the Japan Tour.
Wow.
And first round, he shot an even par 71. He's kind of in the middle of the pack.
Hell yeah.
So he'll need to go probably 100 or 200 today to make the cut, but not a bad debut in his first tournament. He just got over there about a week ago.
Yeah.
Flew over and is going to be playing the entire season over in Japan.
He's crazy.
He's posted a picture of him with his brother, who is also on the Japan Tour. I believe his brother shot 4 under and is among the leaders of the tournament. So he's got some support system over there, family. And good luck to Steve Sugimoto as he starts his journey on the Japan Tour over there.
I'd love if he made the cut in his very first tourney, man. I mean, even par.
Paycheck,
That's fine after one day, but he's got to go low tomorrow.
You do not have to be present to win our next prize, but if everyone wants to get their phones out, you can absolutely call Frank back at the studio. We got Tom Segura tickets to give away at Pechanga Arena on November 8th. The fifth caller at 833-288-0973 are going to win those. The tickets go on sale tomorrow at AXS.com, but you can win them right now. Tom Segura, comedian, coming to Pechanga Arena November 8th, 833-288-0973. We'll come back. We'll continue our live broadcast here from Baja Ricks. It's opening day with Bena Woods, downtown 6th and L in the Gas Lamp, going until 10 o'clock this morning on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to Ben and Woods opening day broadcast live from Baja Ricks Cana, located at 176th Avenue, presented by Blue Moon. Celebrate responsibly.
They were just talking about SportsCenter anchor John Anderson announcing his retirement this June. Tier 1 George, great listener, came up to me during the break, reminded me that you have experience with John Anderson being the host of Wipeout when you were on the program. John Anderson and John Henson, the two hosts back in the day of your favorite reality game show competition.
Why did you have to bring this? I was doing so good. I was feeling so good. And
you didn't. Now you probably didn't get to meet the host. I guess
no.
They do all the voiceover and everything afterwards.
Yeah.
The funny comments about the contestants who wipe out on the show.
Yeah,
like you. What did you remember? What they said about you?
I don't.
You didn't make it around the wheel at the end.
It wasn't good.
Wasn't good.
It was not good. It was not my finer moment. And I've had a lot of not so fine moments. That's right up. I mean, I'm in therapy about it every other week. So I mean, that's part of the things, you know, that we talk about. But it was not my favorite. It's not my favorite story to bring up.
So Sammy Levin is here, Padres pre and post game show host. Wave hi, Sammy. And Sammy is going to be part of our weekly lineup on Ben and Woods this season, covering the San Diego Padres and Major League Baseball. We are going to announce what we have for you, some throwbacks from last year, some new stuff as well. We'll get to that right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. And this hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Ashley Furniture. Celebrate and save at Ashley's anniversary sale with hot buys, your choice of color, starting at just $399. Ashley Sleep Mattresses, starting at $250. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases only at Ashley. So we're shuffling the lineup just a little bit this year on Ben and Woods, our weekly guests throughout the baseball season. And it will start every Monday morning,
correct,
with Sammy Levitt
in season Sammy
wrapping up the weekends with us every Monday morning at
whatever the time is, 8:35
perhaps in the morning. And then as we go through the week, Paulie, let everybody know when and who you can hear joining Ben and Woods on a regular basis.
Yeah, so last year didn't work out great on the field, but for your boys Ben and Woods, it was a historical year. We had a lot of success. We're running it back, basically, with what we did last year. We are not subtracting. We are adding, though. So In-season Sammy on Mondays. Tuesday mornings, you're going to get Jesse Adler.
Yeah.
The Incorporator will be coming back.
Yes.
He specifically asked us about it at spring training. He does want to do it again, so we will bring that back. We will be checking in with Adam Jones throughout the season on Wednesdays. We're also, I think Wednesdays are going to be kind of the former player day, because not only will we have Adam Jones calling in from wherever the hell he is at in the world. Brett Boone, former Padre, former All-Star, one of our guys that has been so good to our show over the years. He's going to be joining us weekly for the first couple months of the season, and we'll be catching up with him pretty regularly throughout the year. Thursdays, it was locked in just this week. Eno Saris is back.
Love Eno.
Smart Baseball with Eno Saris. Now, we're actually going to catch up with him tomorrow for the first time. And then we will move forward with Thursdays. Tomorrow's Friday. But we'll get his thoughts on opening day.
Got it.
And then next week we'll have him on Thursday. And then Fridays, we are moving our Cespedes Barbecue podcast guys, Jake and Jordan, from Mondays to Fridays. We're going to kind of preview the weekend. And we'll have them at, I believe, 8 a.m. every Friday. And then at 9 a.m., thanks to our friends at SDCCU, Mike Schilt.
Every
Friday, the manager's report. We have wanted it for 5 years now.
Yeah,
the manager's report, and we finally got it.
Yep, it's going to be a fun year, man. And I love all those guests. I really do. And when we were talking about adding guys, and we may still add guys. There's guys I've got in mind too. Just want to continue. Like, if it's not broken, don't fix. You know, no need to fix it and tinker with it too much. And really happy and thankful all those guys are coming back. Great insight across the country for every team, but mostly our San Diego Padres.
Having Mike Schilt on every single week, some accountability to the fans, and he's not afraid of accountability. He is. He made that very clear.
So he says
when we talk to him, don't shy away from questions. In fact, He invites them. He says, ask the tough questions, gives me a chance to explain my thinking on decisions that he makes throughout the season. So we'll have an ongoing running conversation with Padres manager Mike Schilt on Fridays. And as Paulie said, Friday is also the day for our Cespedes Family Barbecue guys, Jake and Jordan, who are now associated with Yahoo, correctly?
They moved
on with Yahoo this year, but always putting together some great content. And that includes something that popped up yesterday. The guys took some time out, and I appreciated this when I saw it online. We'll play it for you, but Jake and Jordan from Cespedes Family Barbecue with some of their thoughts on the passing of Peter Seidler and what he meant to baseball and the San Diego Padres. Here's our guys Jake and Jordan from Cespedes Family Barbecue.
Peter Seidler did not win a championship, but I think he succeeded in arguably a more important pursuit, and that is getting the people in your city to care about your organization.
From a fan's perspective and from a player's perspective, it was everything you could possibly ask for, right? It was someone that was so transparent, so open, so committed, so singularly focused to, I want to win in San Diego. If that means we're going to be handing out contracts that the models tell me make no sense at all, that's fine, right? Because for the fans, all they want to know is that you care and that your focus is that you want your baseball team to win baseball games. And at no point would anybody ever question that about Peter Seidler.
Seidler, over the last decade, almost single-handedly took the Padres from complete and utter cultural irrelevance to the show in town. Now, part of that has to do with the Chargers leaving, right? But the way that this organization has rejuvenated the fan experience, has given people something to care about, like that's the whole point of fandom, right? That to me is about as successful as you can be.
And while I agree that you're right, that that is almost more important than the actual winning, the money that he did pump into the team has put the roster in a position now where it's like, if you squint, this team could make it to the playoffs and go on a run to the World Series in a way that we never, ever would have thought before then, even when they were occasionally, winning 90 games.
Yeah, and in that vein, and that's, of course, Jake and Jordan from Cespedes Family Barbecue. We'll have them on every Friday throughout the season here on Ben and Woods. In that vein, Jake Peavy picked the Padres as his World Series champion yesterday. I saw that online.
And that was like a bold prediction.
Bold prediction. Yeah, that was right? not the most likely outcome, but why not make a bold prediction? And Jake representing the Padres well on MLB Network. So there are people out there who still feel good about the San Diego Padres. And what Peter did obviously did transform baseball in this city, no doubt about that. He also was one of the biggest, well, he was the biggest champion around for Padres general manager A.J. Preller.
Yes.
And the question is come up to start this year again. What does A.J.'s job security look like this year? Kevin Acey wrote about it in the UT today, that things are a little bit different with Peter gone, that there's going to be a higher standard. He even wrote, the thought is that Padres probably need to make the playoffs to save AJ's job, or at the very least, if they don't, needs to be like, hey, Jackson Merrill, though, is on the rise and things are building really well for the future. That might be enough to save his job, but essentially there's accountability, and Eric Kutsenda, in one of his only comments, did say, hey, I'm accountable, everybody's accountable, AJ's accountable for the results on the field, which makes this maybe the most pivotal season in AJ Preller's general managerial career, Woods.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to even say, like, every season should be pivotal. I think that's a job we've talked about many times. You get hired to be a manager or a general manager essentially to get fired. You know you're not going to be there in perpetuity. It just doesn't really happen anymore. And I don't think it should. I think you should be a little uncomfortable. Everybody should be a little uncomfortable in their jobs. And, you know, there are aspects of this team that he has built that I look at and it blows my hair back and I go, how did we find him for that? You know, then there's other things that make me scratch my head and go, why did we do that? I don't know that that's super uncommon amongst other teams in baseball. Going back to Peter Seidler a little bit, though, what he did is he eliminated a lot of apathy in Padres. And I think, you know, I got here in 2010 and there was a faction of fans that started to get excited and about some prospects. Those guys didn't really pan out. And then there was a little bit of a lull. It was a little bit apathetic. And what Peter was able to do, and Ron Fowler to a certain extent as well, is to inject some life. There's nothing worse than apathy. I'd rather tell me you hate me than be apathetic towards me. And people now are rabid. They're hungry. And their expectations are through the roof. AJ has to feel that. And the players, I'll tell you, from talking to him at spring training, the sense that I got was actually they were a little embarrassed about how last year turned out. And that, to motivate a team, embarrassment is a great, great thing. I try to embarrass my T-ballers as much as I can to embarrass them. It works. And those guys are going to take it upon themselves now to say, I don't want to be the laughing stock again. I don't want to be the underachievers. Now, listen, AJ cannot go out on the field and move a guy over. He cannot go out on the field and get the last big out. He puts the best position with what he has to work with in play. And it's Mike Schilt's job to get the most out of them. But you got to think, man, in year 10, it's got to be all or none for AJ. It's got
to
be.
When it comes to evaluating AJ Preller, you certainly can give him credit for helping change the culture and some of the players that he's brought in. But I think a skeptic would very rightfully say, given the resources that Ron Fowler and then Peter Seidler provided to him, are the results good enough for those resources that he was given?
Correct.
Yeah. Couple of playoff appearances, couple of big collapses in the last 4 years.
It's shocking that with some of the talent here, this team has not won 90 games. That's shocking.
Would it be fair to split the A.J. Preller tenure?
Sure.
Six years, it just didn't work.
But even in the last five years.
And he didn't have those resources. But I think, like, 19 is when you signed Manny. It's when you brought up Tatis. Like, that's when this current regime really begins.
So AJ brought this. This is a quote from this piece in the UT. And AC wrote, Preller's not prone to getting defensive. And I would agree with that.
Yeah,
He doesn't justify things. He's not someone who pushes back a lot. He just does what he does.
Kind of wears it.
But he said, I think it would be a very different narrative if you hold that very big lead in 21, or you play two games better last year. Now it's three playoff appearances in 4 years. You get another crack to go play in the postseason.
That's fair.
That's the margin in baseball. It's definitely slim. The idea is to get to the playoffs, get there every year. We've been twice in the last 4 years. To me now, the next step is like the consistency of being able to do it, you know, now 3 and 5, 4 and 6 years. That's what the next few years is going to be like.
It has to.
And he's right. It would be different if they held on in 21 and been in the playoffs. And if they had not had, you know, the epic disappointment of last year, we'd probably be saying that A.J. Preller is an amazing general manager.
Right.
But you have to live with the results that you have put on the field. And, you know, A.J. has – only four people have been in their jobs as general manager longer than A.J. And they certainly have – there's Brian Cashman, forever with the Yankees, World Series titles. John Mozeliak with the Cardinals. Mike Rizzo, who put together a World Series winner with the Nationals. And Chris Antonetti with the Guardians, who kind of – under the radar, but took his team to a World Series and five other playoff teams in his tenure. And then it's AJ.
Yeah.
And his results don't necessarily jive with the other guys who have the kind of job security he's had here in San Diego. So this is what I like, though, about, and I think you like about AJ as well. He said, I think we understand the standard and how serious we are about playing winning baseball here in San Diego. Our standards are really high. Internally for myself, I take this very, very personally. I have a lot of passion and a lot of drive to win for the fans of San Diego because I see how passionate they are about this team. Since I've been in this job, just bringing a winner to San Diego, that's all this is about.
I've never doubted it. Honestly, I've never, ever doubted one time that A.J. Preller does not want to win a title. Never,
I agree.
Never once.
I agree.
I've doubted moves that he's made. I've doubted decisions that he's made. I have never once thought, this guy does not work hard enough. He doesn't care enough about winning. I've never thought that. Never one time.
And they're right about the fact that the criticism that almost everybody has is that he works too hard, sure, and drives people too much, yeah, and that people leave and go, it's nice to finally work for a normal human being and not A.J. Preller, who expects you to be on call 21 out of the 24 hours a day, yeah, you know, at all hours, talking baseball, thinking baseball. He has really no life other than baseball and pickup basketball, and that's what he does, driven fully to bring the Padres a winner. If the Padres made a change in general manager, they would be getting someone who probably doesn't work as hard as AJ and doesn't care as much as AJ.
Yeah.
Could that be a good thing? I don't know, but that is the fact of the matter is that is who AJ Preller is. But he still has to succeed. He still has to win.
Yeah, and you know, there, I want it for him. I like a lot of guys that he's brought in, obviously, and I like a lot of guys that work with him on a daily basis that continue to believe in him. We don't work with him every day, so it's easier for us to say, "Hey, man, just look at the record. The record doesn't add up, right?" And you know, that's one way to do it, certainly. But you also can't go every year. But no. The next crop, I'm telling you, give me to the next crop hits, and we are going to – let me get Salas up, and let me get these guys. Does that cloud his judgment a little bit? It would mine. If Adam told me, hey, this could be your last year if you don't – bro, I'd be – God knows what I'd be doing to try to keep the gig, right? I love this gig. So that's the only thing that makes me a little bit nervous about moving forward. I don't think he's the type of guy to wreck an organization even if he thinks he's on his way out. Right? I do feel like he would still leave it in good hands if he was, in fact, out the door. Right? Thank you, Frankie.
Frankie's adding the sound bites to himself in there. You know, would the Padres be better off if AJ was a little less AJ? I don't know. I don't know. I think you can't separate the man from who he is and his personality.
Well, you don't know because he's never ceded really any control. So, you know, if he was able to delegate maybe a little bit, we'll see. But it's a big year for him. It's a huge year for him.
All right. Supposedly, we have a golden sombrero bucket coming our way here.
Oh, boy.
The cheer for what ails you.
Yeah. There's your hangover remedy on the way, Woods. We got 2 hours left. Ben and Woods live from Baja Rick's Cantina and the Gas Lamp on opening day here on 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.